This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Labor unions in France are threatening to go on strike. That is not, I realize, an especially helpful headline. So here's some context. It's not about austerity measures or further cuts in wages and pensions. It is even more controversial. The government wants to ease a ban on using English in French universities. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
France's Ministry of Higher Education is trying to kill a sacred cow, the legal requirement that all subjects, other than foreign languages, must be taught in French. Douglas Yates at the American University in Paris.
The minister is just trying to loosen the restrictions on teaching classes in English because the business schools need to teach in English, because scientists need to deal with the scientific community that's in English.
By lifting the ban on English as a medium of instruction, the government hopes to attract many more foreign students to French universities.
If we teach in English, then we have more people coming here.
Fabrice Rousselot, editor of the left-leaning newspaper Libération. He says teaching in the world's most popular foreign language will also help French students. It'll equip them to go out and sell French products and services anywhere abroad.
Our French, youth is going to be able to go, around the world, instead of, being afraid of the world, to conquer the world in some ways.
But the plan to lower the protection of the French language is raising national hackles.
Our public policy is to broaden French influence and French language.
Conservative lawmaker Jacques Miard calls the new measure supine and says it's a mistake to focus only on English.
I'm sorry to say that English is declining, as the United States of America. I'm sorry to say.
But most opponents of the new measure are worried about the perceived threat to the French language. Georges Gastel of a French language defense group says, I'm resisting the replacement of our language by another.
Si la France cesse de parler français, c'est quoi la France après?
He says, what is France without French? But even he, the purist, exemplifies the relentless encroachment of English. In our interview in French, he complained about le French bashing and spoke of le business lobby. Franglais, if ever I heard it. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.